Слышно? Слышно? Если оттуда, потому что я их не слышу. Ладно, все равно. Okay, I think it's time to start. Yeah, so I am Oleg Bartunov and my colleague is Theodor Sigayev. We are from Moscow University, Russia, and we would like to present our new project, which aims to introduce the efficient KNN search into PostgreSQL. And we try to preserve all to be compatible with all behavior. Oops. All right. So this is introductory slide. I think that all people understand and knows what is a KNN. And this is very popular in the GIS, in the science. And they look very usual. The casual queries. What's the interesting points near the Royal Oak Pub? Or what the close events. So nothing interesting, but when you look into real queries, you see that it is quite slow. Here is we try to understand what happened in the day when the USSR launched the first artificial satellite. This very simple query looks very simple, but it's very inefficient because it doesn't use index. And it is just a full table scan because classic B-tree index won't help on that. And also you need to sort full table, to sort to get 10 closest points. And this is very surprising, but it's because it's very popular. And our goal of our project is to speed up such kind of queries. And what people usually do in such case? They use a constraint, they constrain data space, usually called range search, because for range search you can use some index. Then you do some incremental search, because you don't know in advance the size of range. So you start from some small distance and repeat queries until you get the desired results. But this produces too many queries and the load on database and complicated business logic, you know. And for example, 1 kilometer is okay for Paris if you are looking for the closest restaurant. But if you go to Siberia, 1 kilometer is too small. I think that 100 kilometers also. Yes. So people usually do some sort of density map. But density map is difficult to maintain, also complicates the business logic, and it's not a good solution, actually. So if you see for this map, for example, this visualization of real-life database of our one of our partners is a point of interest. And you see that we have a lot of points in Europe, but no in Siberia, in Russia. Yeah. So it's very difficult. So we want to speed up such queries without any complications. And this is what we want. We want to avoid full table scan. We want to read only right tuples. So we need some sort of index. So and we want to avoid sorting because it can be very expensive. So we need to read right tuples in the right order. And another one, we want to support the tuples visibility because if we return some tuples, some of them can be invalid. So we need to resume index traverse. Don't start from the zero, from the scratch. So this is our goals of our project. We have these three big goals. Okay. We will use a spatial data as an example because it's, how Theodor said about people easily imagine the distance, Euclidean distance between points. But so we consider here R3 index, which is which divides search space on the hierarchy of rectangles, which bound the data points. Yeah, so here we have a root page, so just example, which has two rectangles, big rectangles, and have internal pages and leaf pages, which contains actually data. Data or pointer to the data, pointer to the heap. And this is an example how R3 index looks like. This is a real life example. I downloaded data from R3 portal, and we have a country model, GVL, which can be used to draw this picture. So this is Greece. And big rectangles is inner pages, and small is data. The search in the R3 is very efficient because we avoid to visit nodes which are not needed. For example, if you consider this query in the red rectangle, we see that we don't need to visit this rectangle, and this. So this is R3 is very efficient, and R3 supports multi-dimensional data. Here is example of two-dimensional data, but actually it used for multi-dimensional data. What we have? We know some search strategies to traverse search tree. We know the depth first search, which we used in the R3. So we have a stack and nodes visited in the last input first output order. Another strategy is a breadth first search, which is a queue, and nodes visited as a first input first output, so from left to right. And both strategies are not good for us. Why it's not good? Because they require the full index count. Because when we get a leaf, some data points, we cannot output it. We need to hold in memory because we need to output only closest data. It's not like a usual normal search. When we have a normal search, you have a query. Here we don't have query. We need to traverse search tree and somehow return closest data, close points. So these strategies are not good for us. But there is another search strategy. It's called best first search. When we use a priority queue, it's a queue where the order of items in the queue maintained by some heuristic. It's a heuristic is called we use a distance of item from point. And distance to, we have several kinds of objects in the queue. One is rectangles for R3, for example. It's a minimum bounding rectangle. So we have a distance. So this rectangle represents all points in this in it. So the distance to the MBR is a minimum distance for all points in this. And distance is just a distance to the closest face of the rectangle. And we have a distance zero for MBR, which contains the point. And we have normal distance to point for objects from leaf pages. Yes, and this is an algorithm. When we extract point or item from primary queue point, we output it. So this is a point. We output it, it is a closest point, next closest point. And if we extract rectangle, we expand it by pushing their children of rectangle. It can be rectangles and points which match where clause into the queue, back, and then repeat. So we traverse index by visiting only interesting nodes where we can find the results. And primary queue is responsible for maintaining the order. in the desired order. So just idealistic picture of simple example, we use a non-partitioning overlapping. So we have a data, here is the data, and we have a partitioning on the rectangles. So we have this search tree. And the red point is our query. So we want to find the closest points to this red point. No. If you see it, it's very easy to say that point 4 is the closest point. But how to explain it to the computer? So it's this is the problem. So here is the picture which illustrates the traverse of search tree using primary queue. This is a primary queue. It contains what contains in the primary queue. And in the curly brackets, numbers, digits in the curly brackets, it is a designation of rectangle. So on the first step, we initialize queue with the root. So it contains all points from 1 to 9. It's a big, big rectangle. On the second point, on the second step, when we expand this root to the two big rectangles. So one rectangle is 2, 5, 6, 7, 9. This is the right rectangle, which it is on the first place because it contains point, so distance is 0. And the left rectangle, 1, 3, 4, 8, on the second place. On the next step, we expand this rectangle by two rectangles. One is contains 5, 6, 9, and 2. But 2 is further than this rectangle, so it comes to the end. And after iterating this process, we see that we extract the point, number 4. We extract the point, and the nice thing that we can output it without visiting other rectangles. So if the query was find the one closest point, we're done. So primary queue guaranteed that the order. After several steps, we got points in sorted in the by distance. So this illustration, and we see that the numbers is a number of steps. So we started from root, then we get to the right rectangle, 5, and then we jump to the left rectangle and find the first point. So this is not a depth first search, not a breadth first search. This is a best first search. So we just jumped on the search tree. So we're visiting the right. We solve the problem the first. We're visiting right nodes in the no full scan. We can analyze the performance of this strategy. The performance, the base numbers is, of course, is a sequential scan of all table, so we need to sequentially read heap, then sort full table. And sort can be very bad because of limitation. We have a work memory, which is configured in the PostgreSQL conf. And if we the size of, if the car K is big, we can swap on the disk. We can use disk, and so performance will be very bad. And performance of the best first search is we see that we have a partial Linux scan, and we have a random read K records. Because partial index scan output is pointers, K pointers to the heap. So we just needed to read K records. But in random order, of course. Yeah. From disk. In random. And the time of index scan is proportional to the height of search tree. So it's proportional, it's just logarithm of number of rows. So time for best first search is proportional to k, for small k. And the nice thing is that the more rows in the table, the more benefit we get from the best first search. Best first search. And even for big car, k, when k is the equal to the size of the table, we can have a benefit for large tables because we don't need sort. And so this is all three goals we did, but we now want more. We want to support many data types, not just point, but many data types. So we have GIST, and so we need to modify GIST to improve it, to support this search strategy. So GIST is a template tree, is a generalized search tree, and provides API to build custom, and what's important, disk-based search trees. And it provides infrastructure for recovery and concurrency, and provides data type and query extendability. And GIST is used in GIS, in the text search, in many, many applications. So if we add if we improve GIST, we, with the minimum efforts, we can allow all existing data types to be used in the KNN search. And the current strategy of search tree traverse in GIST is the DFS, depth first search, which is not good for KNN search. We already shown it. So we need to add the BFS strategy and retain the API compatibility. It was because we don't need to crash to damage all development. And we don't want to invent a new syntax, so we use just order by clause. This is the select for KNN search, where this is a distance operator. A distance operator should be provided by developers of data type, by data type. So GIST API can consist of several methods, but we're interested only in consistent method, which controls search tree traverse. So we mostly concentrate only on consistent. And here is a small patch for consistent. So before consistent return bool value, true or false, do we need to visit node or not? And now it returns a double. So, and double is can be negative. So it means that query doesn't match where clause, and it's forbidden for order by clause. So it's zero. It's exact match for where clause, or can be means a zero distance for order by. If it's positive, it's just a distance, which can be used for order by clause. And so we see that it covers all consistent method behavior. So false is a minus one, and true is zero. So we retain API compatibility and add some more feature. GIST traverse algorithm treats where and order by clauses in uniform way. It's consistent job. Consistent from the strategy number knows the data type of query and where and order by clauses. And we have one limitation. Consistent should not return recheck flag for order by clause because we don't know how to order data which need to recheck. So this is forbidden. But there is one problem. It's a big or small, we don't know. we need to recognize if the operator is come from order by clause or from where clause, because it's a different behavior with null values. Because for where clause, strict operator should discard null, and for order clause, nulls should be the distance for this should be infinity. It's compatible with the ascending nulls last. So point with null should be at the last. So that's why we need to understand if operator comes from order by or from where clause. And currently, we do this by operations, operator returned value. If operator returned some non-Boolean value, non-Boolean type, we say that this is order by. And there is some option how to... Optional...
Yes.
By Boolean.
By Boolean operator.
Yeah.
In principle, so we can distinguish this situation from this situation in where clause and order by clause.
Yeah.
So we need two options how to resolve that. After discussion, it was suggested to add one more flag to PGAML, but it means that such operator will not be unique in operator family. And that will very complicate to check all places to prevent things that operator could be only once in operator family. So you suppose that it's too complicated work to make a Boolean distance. It's a very strange distance.
Yeah, so we just suggest the option two, just if operator returns double, it is a Kainan search operator. Yeah, because it's very strange how to order by Boolean.
It's
not strange, but not effective.
Distance.
Very strange distance. But we can discuss later about this. Here is an illustration of how current depth first search works in the GIST. So we initialize the root, and while stack is not empty, we pop to the block, read page, and if it's a leaf, we return it. And if it's not, if it's an internal page, we push all matched block numbers to the again to the stack. So this is a depth first search strategy. And now we have a GIST with a priority queue. It looks like the same, but with queue. And technical priority queue, how we implement it? We implement it using red-black tree, because we already have red-black tree in the source. And where the each node, this is a distance. Each node contains a list of pointers, pointer to the heap, pointer to the internal pages. And the internal pages we push to the end of stack.
The idea that we visit to the node, we first we should return results from the heap.
From the heap.
So we need to put the heap pointer to the head of stack and pointer to the index pages at the end.
Yeah, this is just optimization. And if we write two strategies on some artificial language, we see that it's very, very similar. And moreover, for non-KNN search, we can say that all distances are zero, so primary queue degenerates to the stack. Because... Yeah.
With all distances is zero, so
we have only one node with the stack. You see? So we have a best first search degenerates to the depth first search. So where you can use only one strategy for both for normal sewage and for the canyon sewage. So this is very nice because we don't need to put a lot of it in the sources. Mm-hmm. And so we have our plan done. So we have we can read right tuples in the right orders, and we can resume the index traverse, and we support many data types. So we're done. And here are some illustration examples, so you can see some benefits. And we generate data using these queries. So it's just randomly distributed points on the map. We distributed it 1 million, but we did 10 million and 100 million. So here is the results for 1 million points. And the query is, was find some k closest points to the point 0, 0. Here it looks like this. And we change the k. Here's our what we change in the PostgreSQL call. And this is index statistics, which produced by GVL module. GVL. So the tree contains has a three number of levels, three number of pages. You see that 8,787 number of tuples and the size. So this can be obtained by GVL model. And the first test is for k equal 1. So we want to get to just one closest point. And we see that we have 4,000 times faster.
Pay attention to new explain third condition for the index.
Yes. So condition for index count. So we have, it's a very big win, because sometimes we spend a lot of efforts to speed up query by 10%, 20%. Now we just have 400. And this is very it's easy to understand because we read just four pages. And here for SketchUp, we read a lot, 7,000 pages. And here we spend some time on sorting. So the most win is for k equal 1, for the 1. If we increase k, the benefit becomes less, and in asymptotically we should get the sequential scan performance. Here is how we get it. So this is k. K1, 10, and we end at 100,000 k. This is very ridiculous query because it's we get a 10% from the table. Yes, but here's a hit. It's the number of pages for KNN. KNN is the time in millisecond. Sequential is the time for the sequential scan. And this is how many memory uses the sequential scan to sort. So we see that even for k equal 100,000, we still win three times. So this is a good behavior. And the best is for k equal 1. For small tables, of course, for small tables, we get asymptotically, we lose. It is also easy to understand because for small table, and we return, we need to read all tuples, but not in sequential scan, but in random order. So we lose. But anyway, this is a small table, and to read all, it's a ridiculous query. And here's a real life example. I downloaded the data from US, some geographical names from GeoNames. And we run a query to see the performance. We compare, this is a logarithmic scale. So here On the x-axis, we plot k. So k is 1 to 10 millions. To 10 millions. Okay. And this is the time, logarithmic time. So this is 1 millisecond. And here is a 1 second. 1 and 1 second. So we see that performance of sequential scan is a constant, as it should be, more or less. Because every time we read full table, and then it's the performance, the time differs only by how many tuples you sort. So, but and the performance of KNN search, you know, you see, asymptotically comes to the sequential scan. But for the big range of K, KNN search is clearly a winner. It's, and a very big winner.
And look, with small memory size,
yeah,
there is a
jump.
A jump. The performance of the composers becomes used at this.
Yeah, from top end sort to normal sort. Here. This is a step. And the lower plot is a number of page hits for KNN. It's also, we see that it's a linear. That's interesting. This is a real life example. Also, we can use just this example how to use KNN search with, for example, with full text search. So we find 10 closest points in the US with Mars in names to the point 5, 5. So we need to create composite index. Composite index on the points and two-tiers vector from ASCII name. And this point 5, 5, 5 is was chosen by random. It is not in US, of course. It is from, when I identify it on the map, it is just a small Nigerian village. So don't surprise. But it still works. And we see that. How it works, so we have also from.
Look again, there is a hundred condition, which is from very Clausius, a strict condition, and third condition, which is ordered by Clausius.
Yeah. So we, for one index, we use for both purposes, for where and for order by.
At the same time.
At the same time. It's very good. Another example, it's the first query, which was very inefficient because it was first slide. Yes, now it looks like this. We use we modify a contrib gist, bitree gist, so just add a distance operator to the all scalar data types. Yes, and now this query looks like very efficient. It just reads 8 index pages and 10 tuples, no sorting, and about 200 times faster. So this is also real time. It's some event database I found in internet. Another example is we had support, we had a distance to the PGTRGM, which is a known contribution, our extension, which allows checking for misprints, looking for similar strings using trigrams. So we say that distance is 1 minus similarity. So if similarity is 1, distance is 0. If similarity is 0, distance is 1, the biggest. So we just, and we can use it for KNN. Find the, some event, which is some misprints in George Washington, you know, and we found the result with the distance in some reasonable time. So this is what we did for GTRGM. But you know, if distance can be defined in many ways,
it's rather simple for the numeric data times, but for strings.
For strings, it's
you should choose metrics.
Some metrics. Or for example, if you want to find the similar images, people usually extract features, create a feature signature, and then teach a vector. And then you can use a Hamming distance, for example, Hamming distance, and use a KNN search to find the similar images. But how to imagine what is the distance, what's between similar images, I can't. Yeah, so.
Does it work for something like full-text search where the query and the yes vector are different types?
Have no definition.
Definition.
Distance between
TS vectors.
So
once you know what it is,
what's
yeah, if you know, it's easy.
Like using rank, for instance, so can you use the
maybe, but maybe much more interesting the distance between
TS vectors.
Because you can, it's possible to find
similar documents.
Documents.
Yeah. So if you have idea what is the distance between TS vectors, it can be easily done. So there is a corner case for KNN search, of course, because if all data are on the same distance from the point, this is very, very artificial, very ridiculous, but this is corner case. So you should understand that in this case, a KNN search will not help because you need to traverse the full search tree. And here's a improvement. We generate the circle, data on the circle. Here's the statistics of the tree and the result. The result is, you know, we read all index. And, but it's still faster, two times faster than sequential scan.
Is that because any circle data works better with the same data?
With the same data, yeah. Yeah. Yes, we can run.
No, I don't think because of stack, we will push points to the stack first on the same distance, and so pop it first and return to the to the same engine.
No, let's go priority.
But with the same distance, we have
only single node. So no. But this is, I said, it's a very artificial case. You work, ma'am. No, it's just all distances are the same. So we have just only one node. So we don't, go out of memory. But in principle, in priority queue, if we have a very big index in some special conditions, we can do that out of memory.
I don't believe in that, it should be checked.
Yeah, we need. Anyway, we finished our presentation about KNN search. So it is a work in progress. We need some to discuss with developers about some issue. It's not very big issue, but still, how to do the best. But we see that the benefit is real and rather easy to implement with the Yes. Yes.
We need to add one method.
Yes.
Plus and change traversal boundary.
Yeah, this is what we.
You see that
probably if there is some more interest and support, we can do this for B3 because it also was very important. Yes. So the next topic is what we would like to present is our prototype of new kind of index, is called Bloom index. And use the case if you have a data with many attributes and too many indexes to support queries which use arbitrary combination of attributes, for example, all combinations. So B3 index, of course, will work, but you need a lot of B3 indexes, you know, because and it takes a lot of space and cause a slow update. And if you have queries, equality queries, so we propose the idea to have a new index, which is a hash of, which is just a signature file. So we store signature. Signature is a, we hash all attributes to the bit signature of fixed size and store in the file, which we should read sequentially full every search, every time we search. But the search performance is constant. It's just depends on the size of the table, but not depends on the query. And the insert performance is very, 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 very fast. Yes. This is not tree, so we need to read full scan, but sequentially. And here's the example. We have several attributes with the Theodore's. You know, Theodore's is 37. So we hash all these attributes to the signature, and here's the red one. Is from age and from the nick comes, and the same procedure we do for the query, Theodore and age 37, so just end do bitwise end. So this is how Bloom filter.
So if you filter a bitwise end of the signature is equal to signature of query, then we
this is called Bloom filter, and here is how it's the storage. This is the meta page to store some options and the list of pointers to the like free space map. Empty space.
Space.
Holes.
And you need to reuse it because performance of your index is dependent
on sequential scan. Yeah. On sequential scan. So here's how it looks, the storage. And this is summary index scan. Search is just index scan is just a sequential scan of index. So read full table. Index is small. On default,
one tuple in index is 16 bytes long.
Yes. So it is less than tuple header.
Overhead in the table.
Yes. And very high speed, very good for insert, and the search is linear. Depends only on the size of the table. Yes. So here's the example how to create the index, all the options. But currently, interfaces look like you specify the length of signature and
assign the short in.
Short in.
Just
a line.
Prototype. Just
yeah. And for each attribute, you can specify how many bits you can use. Of course, this is not easy for people to say that this field needs two bits. Yeah, but this is just a prototype. And if it will be interesting, we can implement better human, human friendly.
Now Bloomindex is implemented as a concrete model.
Yeah.
And concrete model cannot use wall files.
Yeah, so it doesn't have this.
Well, yes.
So the last topic is better cost estimation for gene index scanners. So this problem is several times appeared in the mailing list. People complain about that full text search doesn't use index scan. So, and the last discussion was several months ago. So the problem was here's a link to the problem. And the problem is that planner chooses sequential scan instead of index scan, and this because current cost of gene index scan, which is just a generic cost estimation, is very overestimated. It's just selectivity multiplied by the number of pages in the table. It's very, very big because a gene index is usually very big, so the cost is very big, and the planner makes a mistake and choose not mistake, but it chooses. Yeah. So it was suggested by Tom that we need a special, separate cost estimation, gene cost estimate. So we present here the new the gene cost estimate function, which take into account the structure of the gene index. Gene index consists of entry tree and post-implicer tree. So here's how it looks. We have
on example of this research.
Yeah.
So entry is lexemes, and post-implicer is just a list of item pointer, and so there is several parts to estimate. So we need to estimate number of pages written in entry pages to find the entry, and we never search in posting tree. We just read the whole posting tree.
Yeah.
Each entry.
So we need to somehow estimate this number. And here's how we do. Here's a full text search query, and we should process search query to obtain entries, and for each entry we should calculate the cost of search in entry tree and the cost of reading posting list or posting tree.
In fact, we are very interested in number of entries.
Numbers, yes. So for foo and bar, we have two entries. But sometimes it can be much more because of morphology and so on, any dictionaries. And here is how we estimate the search in entry tree. To estimate the search in entry tree, we need to know the depth of tree, the height of tree. So it can be estimated if we know the number of pages in entry tree. So we have a new new attribute, real entry pages, which we for now store in PG class. And there is a special case of parcher match, which is a prefix search for TS query, so this syntax. For this case, we do not need search, we need just read entry.
We need to find first. We need to find first and go to by the right link to visit next entries for partial match.
So, how we estimate the cost of posting list tree reading? So, we have no stats, So we estimate data page estimate as a we like this formula. So from the total size, we subtract the entry page and divide to the number. So this is some estimation. And for partial match, we can't do better than just multiply this estimation by some constant.
Nice constant.
It's 100. And for frequent queries, entries, data page estimate can be underestimated. So we use the following hack. We have a maximum from the from this. If the selectivity multiplied by data page is bigger than our estimation, we use this. And we did several experiments, so we see that the estimation much better. And TextSearch users will be happy because now planner chooses index count. And there is some problem. So we introduce the new attributes. It's a number of entry pages and number of entries. And we need to store them. So right now we store them in PG class. And
maybe it's not the good solution because all the gene needs that.
Yeah.
Array count PG class to store anything and any relation could store something specific for B3.
And so this is what we need to discuss. Where to store them. Yeah. We don't have access to the So if it is possible, to, then it is all.
When we fill index of the info, and use it to the meta page to take some statistic about index.
I think that would be better than access for us to see
the view. No, but just I choose PG class right now just because PG class already has a real pages, and so that that information is very close to just real pages. Yes, it's not a place to discuss.
Mm-hmm. But of course, we would like not to introduce any other attributes. But we just say that we need to store these numbers, and we need to update to maintain these numbers. So we can maintain the after vacuum, can maintain. But the problem is that insert with insert. Yeah. So maybe we can do some hack in the gene insert.
I don't like that idea. Maybe it's possible to store on meta page.
Okay, we can discuss this evening. Yeah, so this is the last slide. So anybody can just download all these patches and try. So this is patches for KNN. You need to specify minus L
to ignore options in white
space. So this is for Bloom and for Ginkgo Systemate. you have some questions, you are welcome.
We have 5 minutes.
Yeah. You say about statistics.
Look, it's a task of type analyze functions and so on.
It's not our job.
We cannot believe in it because right now it's very different for arrays and TS vector.
Yeah.
TS vector counts right now in statistics for Lexiums, but arrays type analyze
for the whole array.
For the whole array. Maybe we need a histogram in index somewhere.
Yeah, so this is it's I don't know what how about easy, but this is another question.
It's a very task to write a query type analysis for all. Types which use the uses in gene index. Because there is, for example, a gene binary gene model has index in color types. I don't remember which one. PGTM, HStore.
So probably we need some infrastructure for indexes, like for tables.
Okay.
So, other questions? Rectangles.
Like rectangles, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying basically when you take your point that you're looking at and then you create a rectangle and you see how many points you get, and if you don't get enough points, you make the rectangle bigger, and then you split the rectangle up to find out which ones are closest? Is it sort of an ever expanding rectangle until you get the right numbers and then you kind of break them up? Like I'm looking at the right hand side, basically I have a rectangle that has 9 points.
Yes, it has no points. It is a boundary box.
It's a designation.
It's a designation of box. It's not a real point.
Okay.
So, and this priority, so beginning priority has only one rectangle, only one box, not points.
It's not point.
It's a box.
All these boxes.
On second step, we need to push two boxes. It's two boxes. It's not points.
Oh,
and the point there. That's a five step only.
Yes.
reversing that trade of taking the root page and saying it has all the points in it.
Yeah.
And then you go down to the next step, which is going down to the inner page 1, inner page 2, and say, okay, this page has these points, and this page has these points. And then going all the way down until you actually hit an actual point.
Mm-hmm.
At which point you can return that.
Right. I guess what I'm not understanding is we had the problem where if you did a circle in Europe, where you did a circle in Siberia, the rectangles are different sizes. So I guess I thought that originally the rectangle would be a certain size and it would just get bigger until it became what needs to match what we want, but it's not saying that.
Creation time, when you create index, then it's a split algorithm of page. When you put in the page points and put, and then you the three spaces is finished. Yes, and you need to split the page. You somehow split the page, and for parent page, you put two bounding boxes of each page. So bounding boxes, it's not a fantasy, just bounding boxes.
And the most important that we operate with the just four numbers. It's not with the point, with the data points, but with the rectangles.
Block
size,
8 kilobytes.
Go to queue.
Are we talking about first web search or
Canon.
We should choose clauses. So go to the point. If we have the boxes and our queue, we choose to visit this page first because it matches closer that. Doesn't matter that it's very far. For example, I get the example of the point in Siberia, but we are trying to find Mars in Nigeria, not Siberia.
Nigeria. No, as I understand, Bruce asks about what to do if there is not enough points. Yes? Just go to queue and continue traversing index. Yeah, so this is very interesting that we can resume. At any time, we can stop and resume our stop.
So it's a state machine, basically.
Yes.
If you don't have enough points, then you get another page and then take that.
Yeah.
So, when we get from when we ask from priority to your next pointer, we get the leftmost node and the first from this node from the set. Next time we start in this node, next. So when this stack is finished, we go to the next leftmost node and repeat. That's why we want to use RB tree because it's self-balanced
tree.
And there is a lot of insertion operation in this tree, even operation, and a lot of delete from tree.
So, any questions? Okay, so thank you very much. Thank you for the attention.